I greet you this morning in the lovely name of Jesus. The fountain of His fullness never fails. The reservoir of His resource never recedes. The wisdom of His word never wanes. The vigor of His virtue never varies. The burnish of His beauty never blemishes. The luster of His love never lessens. The prowess of His power never perishes. Jesus, mighty name, name above all names, the name in which we come into this house today. I'm going to be reading this morning from Psalm 23 and from John chapter 10, if you have a Bible and would like to follow along with me as I read. I want to talk to you about who needs a shepherd when we have GPS. Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I have all I need. He lets me rest in green meadows. He leads me beside peaceful streams. He renews my strength. He guides me along right paths, bringing honor to His name. Even when I walk through the darkest valley, the valley of the shadow of death, I will not be afraid, for You are with me. Your rod and Your staff protect and comfort me. You prepare a feast for me in the presence of my enemies. You honor me by anointing my head with oil. My cup overflows with blessings. Surely Your goodness and unfailing love will pursue me all the days of my life. And I will live in the house of the Lord forever. And from the Gospel of John, chapter 10, selected verses beginning at verse 1. I tell you the truth. Anyone who sneaks over the wall of a sheepfold, rather than going through the gate, surely must be a thief and a robber. But the one who enters through the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep recognize his voice. He calls his sheep by name, and he leads them out. After he has gathered his own flock, he walks ahead of them, and they follow him because they know his voice. They don't know a stranger. They won't follow a stranger. They will run from him because they don't know his voice. Yes, I am the gate. Those who come in through me will be saved. They will come and go freely, and will be able to find good pastures. The thief's purpose is to steal and kill and destroy. My purpose is to give them a rich and satisfying life. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd sacrifices his life for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own sheep, and they know me. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be unto God. I have maps. I have GPS. Who needs a shepherd? We live in an age where it is almost impossible to become physically lost. Think about it. We have global positioning satellites floating in space, tracking our every move. We have Google Maps, Apple Maps, and others not so widely known. And before we back out of the driveway, a robotic voice tells us which lane to be in and where the traffic jams are and precisely what moment we will arrive. I remember last Sunday after leaving Crawfordville Methodist Church, where God has blessed us to be for going on now 7 years, in our 7th year. And I noticed, and Jimmy and Tara and Miss Linda are here today from Crawfordville. And when you see them, welcome them too. And as we were leaving the church, going down the little country road that we always travel, and almost never meet another car, there was car after car after car coming down that little road. And Bonnie said, I wonder if there is an accident out on the interstate and their GPS is directing them off. When I got out to the stop sign where the main road is, I got a text from my brother who had been in church that morning. And he said, there's a wreck just past exit 148. Just past that, and we're looking for a way to get past the interstate, get past that blockage. I said, well, just turn around and come back. I know the way to get past that. And as we turned out on the main road, there was a line of traffic in front of us, a line of traffic behind us, and all of them following the directions from their GPS. Incredible device. I remember a few years ago, Bonnie and I were privileged and blessed to be in Venice. And I was using my phone, my GPS, to navigate around the city. And if you've never been to Venice, go. But if you've never been to Venice, it's not laid out like any city you've ever seen. They drove big wooden piles down into through the soft mud into the bedrock. And then they piled stuff on top of it. When they got above the water, they built a city, and so the roads just go anywhere they go. And we wanted to go to a particular church where there was a demonstration, or whether inside the church was painted by the great artist Tintoretto, an incredible number of paintings, and we wanted to see those. So I put in the address, and it says, go over here. That's not right. Go over here. That's not right. Go back here. That's not right. So I Googled it. And Google told me, take your cell phone and turn it. Whoa! Don't move back, David. So take your cell phone and go in a figure eight and do that about 6 times and then straighten it up and there you'll be on track, ready to go, ready to make the turns that you're supposed to make. And because we have so much control over our geography, we start to believe we have control over our biography. We look at our screens and unconsciously think, I have maps, I have GPS, who needs a shepherd? Ancient shepherds were for people who didn't know where they were going. Shepherds were for an uneducated agrarian society. We're modern, we're connected, we navigated. But then life happens. I heard about a man who was taking his family to the mountains, a place they'd never been before, and he put the address into his phone, and the blue line appears, and off they go, following the bending, twisting, winding roads, and felt totally confident. And he said, we drove up into the wilderness, and suddenly the blue line vanished, and a circle is spinning on the phone. And then that dreaded message, searching for signal. The one I got Wednesday night out back of the tabernacle. They'd hit a dead zone. No bars, no updates, no idea where the cliffside roads led. Ours is a culture that is terrified of dead zones. We've mapped out our careers, our retirements, our children's future. We've put it all on paper. And it looks so good. But eventually, every one of us drives into a spiritual dead zone where the screen goes blank. That's why we need a shepherd. The flaw of our modern self-reliant GPS mindset is that we confuse information with intimacy. Your GPS is incredibly smart. When I'm driving someplace I've never been, and I've got the GPS set up with the maps, it tells me what the speed limit is. And I'm in an area where the speed limit's 45, and I see up ahead a road sign, And I know it's going to change the speed limit to 55. And when I get exactly parallel with that road sign, it switches to 55 on my GPS. Incredibly smart. But it's completely cold. It sits on your dashboard, indifferent to your life. Imagine you're driving on a highway and your phone rings and it's a doctor with crushing news. Your heart shatters, your eyes are filled with tears, you can barely grip the steering wheel. Does your phone care? No. The robotic voice on the dashboard simply says, in 500 feet, turn left. It doesn't care that you're crying. It doesn't care that your heart is breaking. It gives you directions, but it cannot give you comfort. Now look at Psalm 23. David does not say, the Lord is my map. He says, the Lord is my shepherd. A shepherd just doesn't bark directions from a satellite in the sky or send you a clever emoji. A shepherd walks in the dust with the sheep. When a sheep is scared, the shepherd doesn't send a text, doesn't send an emoji. He uses his rod and his staff to pull the sheep close. You know those two implements common to a shepherd? The staff, long with a crook on the end that he can pull the sheep out of danger, that he can pull the sheep back into line. And the rod, which is nothing more than a club that he can use to drive off the enemy or give a little quick correction to the sheep when he's out of line. David said, your rod and your staff, the correction, the guidance, the rescue, give me comfort, give me peace. The GPS gives you a route. The shepherd gives you his presence. The GPS points the way. The shepherd is the way and the truth and the life. When you're in a hospital room or facing a broken marriage or standing at the grave of someone you love more than you love your own life, you don't need a five-step map to fix it. You need a person. You need the presence of the living God. And this picture of a present, intimate shepherd isn't just a poetic metaphor that King David wrote 3,000 years ago. It's a living reality. And centuries after Psalm 23 was written, Jesus walks into the pages of the New Testament in John chapter 10, and he picks up David's ancient lyrics. And he looks out at the crowd who are weary, scattered, and desperately trying to navigate their lives. And he says, I am the good shepherd, and they know my voice. Now think about that word, voice. We live in a world bombarded by voices trying to navigate us. We turn to influencers who are paid to influence us, paid to get us to buy stuff we didn't know existed and wouldn't have bought otherwise. And every morning we pick up our phones and a chorus of digital voices tells us how to think, what to buy, how to look, even who to hate. We have the automated robotic voice of our GPS telling us where to turn. We have the loud, demanding voice of culture telling us how to get ahead, but GPS doesn't know you. TikTok doesn't know you. X doesn't know you. Instagram doesn't know you. Aside from the algorithm that picks up on you and shares all of that with who knows how many other people, and brings you back to stuff you thought you knew and thought you wanted to know. If you switch your phone from the standard voice and go to the British accent or the Australian accent or the cartoon voice accent, the directions don't change. Why? Because the voice is just a piece of software. It is completely disconnected from who you are. But increasingly, we rely on our devices for everything. Have you ever been in a room with people watching TV and everybody's scrolling instead of watching the TV? But Jesus tells us in John 10:3, He calls His own sheep by name and leads them out. In the ancient Near East, shepherds would bring their flocks to a communal sheepfold and put all of their sheep into that sheepfold with all of the other sheep. And you look at it and you say, my, what a mess, my, what confusion. Hundreds of sheep mixed together in one pen, and it looks like total chaos. No tags, no fences, no barcodes. But in the morning, the shepherd will stand outside the pen and simply call out. He doesn't use a map, he just uses his voice. And out of those hundreds of sheep tangled together, his specific flock will separate themselves and follow him because they know his voice. And they know his voice means safety and green pastures. My friends, who is navigating your life today? Is it the robotic, demanding voice of your own anxiety? Is it the GPS of cultural success? Jesus doesn't broadcast his directions on a loudspeaker, and he doesn't send them from a satellite out in space. He speaks in a still, small voice directly to your heart. And when you spend time in His Word, you can tune out the digital voice, the digital noise of this world. You start to recognize the cadence of grace. And when the world says, hurry up, recalculate, outrun everyone else, the Good Shepherd says, come unto me, all you who labor and are weary and are crushed by heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. When David wrote Psalm 23, he was looking backward at his life as a runaway shepherd boy and looking forward in faith to a God who he could trust. But fast forward 1,000 years from that, the poetry of the Old Testament becomes a person in the New Testament. Jesus steps into human history, looks at a crowd of people who are exhausted from trying to map out their own lives, and he pulls David's ancient song right into the present tense. Listen again to how Jesus reveals himself as the fulfillment of Psalm 23 in John chapter 10. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. Notice what Jesus did here. He didn't just repeat the psalm, he personalized it. The Lord who is our shepherd is not some distant coordinate out in space. He is Jesus standing right in front of us. What happens when you make a mistake? When you take a wrong turn on the highway, your GPS doesn't yell at you, unless you're Ken Jennings and you've reprogrammed it to do that after you miss the second turn. It just signs electronically and says, recalculating. It forces you to drive extra miles, make a U-turn, and fix your own mess. If you drive your car straight into the ditch, the GPS isn't going to help. It's just still sitting there on the dashboard. And you're miles from your destination and stuck in the mud. Many of us treat God like a cosmic GPS. We make a mess of our lives. We take a wrong turn into sin or poor judgment. And we think God is standing over us coldly saying, recalculating. You got yourself into this mess. You figure it out. But look what the shepherd does in Psalm 23. He restores, reinstitutes, reconditions, brings back my soul. Sheep are notorious for getting cast. They flip over on their backs, and because of the heavy wool and the shape of their body, they are unable to turn themselves back over. They're completely helpless, and if left alone, they'll die. When a sheep is cast, it doesn't need a map showing where the green pastures are. It's just looking up at the sky. It needs the shepherd to walk over, kneel in the dirt, gently roll the sheep back onto its feet, and rub its legs until the blood is flowing again. That's what Jesus does. When you mess up, when you're flat on your back and paralyzed by guilt or anxiety, He doesn't give you a new map. He kneels down in your mess and restores your soul and carries you back to the path. The ultimate illusion of technology is that it promises total satisfaction. We think we can get to the success by following the fastest routes, the quickest way to wealth, the perfect layout for our lives. If we do that, we'll finally be happy. But our maps are lying to us. You can use your GPS to navigate faultlessly to a 5-star restaurant, but it can't feed the hunger inside of you. You can put in the coordinates and go to a $1 million mansion, but it doesn't tell you how to build a happy home inside those walls. We're a navigated people. We're an empty people. We have fewer wrong turns. We have higher rates of anxiety and loneliness than ever before. Why? Because we're looking to our devices to give us what only God provides. I shall not want means total commitment. Wednesday night preaching to us, Pastor Leah said it better than I think I've ever heard it before. If you don't live it, you don't believe it. It means that even if the route is long, even if there's traffic, even if the road is bumpy, I have everything I need because the driver loves me. My friends, it's time to power down our digital self-reliance. Some of you today are driving through a deep valley. Maybe it's the valley of grief, the valley of financial strain, the valley of depression, the valley of lost health. Your phone has no bars. You feel completely lost. Hear the good news of Psalm 23. You do not need to know the way out of the valley because you know the one who built the mountains. You don't need a map out of the darkness. You need to hold the hand of the one who is the light of the world. Stop gazing at your own plans, trying to force a signal in a dead zone. Look up from the screen. Your shepherd is standing right beside of you, ready to lead you to still waters and green pastures and the restoration of your soul. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we confess that it is so easy for us to rely on our own maps. We like the illusion of control. We love our screens, our plans, our timelines, and our calculated routes. But Lord, we thank You that when our signals fail and we drive straight into the dark valleys of this life, You do not abandon us to recalculate our own messes. Jesus, You are the Good Shepherd, the one who knows our names, who laid down Your life for the sheep, and whose voice brings peace to our anxious hearts. As we step out of this tabernacle and back into a loud, demanding world, give us ears to tune out the digital noise. Help us to hear Your quiet voice leading us to still waters. May we rest in the absolute certainty that because You walk beside us, we shall not want. In the beautiful and steady name of Jesus, the Good Shepherd, we pray. And all of God's children said, Amen.